I've got a few little things to comment on. One of them is, Mark talked about the hypocrite, and the scripture that came to my mind was, be not hearers only of the word, but doers. And I have three examples of that. One of them is David Wilkerson. He was building what they called the House of David. He was such a popular preacher that a lot of money was coming in, like it does with a lot of the big name preachers, And he had two or three mansions, and I think he had 16 automobiles, like Jaguars and Rolls Royces and all those kinds of things, And God convicted him of that. And he actually sold everything, sold all his cars, sold all his houses, and just concentrated on ministering the word of God. And that really, really touched me when I heard about that, because he was one of the big name preachers that really, got real with God. And then a couple of the other ones were, you've heard the song before that goes something like this. It says, all my silver and all my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Well, there was this really rich woman that had lots of jewelry. And she was singing that song, all my silver, all my gold, not a mite would I withhold. And all of a sudden she just realized, look at all this I have. She took all of her jewelry, all of her silver, all of her gold, and sold it all and gave the money to the work of the Lord. And then lastly, it was one of the famous old guys. I can't remember. It might have been C.T. Studd, or there's several of those guys back in that area. This guy was born into a really rich family. And he had this big old house, and he found God, and he literally just emptied his house of all the furniture, all the everything, and he had pews put in and had people come and, share the word there and stuff. And I, those things always really touch me. Somebody that doesn't just hear the word only, but he actually does something about it. We need to be those kind of people. And then also, sort of at least one of the main things Mark has been talking about in the last two Sundays is this separation between the people that would minister to God, and then the next step down, where they would be in the house of God, basically, but not necessarily ministering to God. And then there's a step below that, even like the outer court, where it says, don't even measure it, leave it out. Well, I just wanted to say a couple things about being some of the ones that minister to God. And last week I told you that the flower is a type of a Christian. I'm talking about a real Christian, a right Christian, a good Christian, a son of God. A flower is the type of a Christian. And I gave you the example of when you crush a flower on the sidewalk, what does it give you? It gives you a sweet smell. So if you want, when you're stepped on, a real Christian, when he's stepped on, what does he give? He gives understanding, forgiveness, love, peace, long suffering. That's how you minister to God. It's like when one of your children does something that just so blesses you, they either help someone in need or someone steps on them and they respond in the right way. It just gives you this wonderful sense of, it was all worth it. And that's what God feels like, with us being his children. That's how we minister to him. Is remember the story in the Bible when the whoever it was caused blindness to come on their enemy, which they could have wiped them out real easy. Instead, they took them into town and fed them. And it said those guys, that enemy never came back again. And so anyway, that's what God wants out of us, is when we're stepped on, we give off. We don't step back. We don't get angry back. We give all the good things, you know, and that really makes a difference. Amen.
Amen. Brother Urias, I see you're unmuted. Did you have something to say?
No, I was unmuted in error.
Okay. Yeah, well, Madeline, we've been praying for you. Is there anything that you can share with us? Things, the Lord answering our prayer? Hey, what did we all get up to early this morning?
Mark, I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
I knocked my computer off.
Okay, well, we can still hear you.
Yeah, we got up, we had a rough night. So we thought, no, I don't want to show my face today. I'm kind of out of it. But thank you for your prayer. You know, when we came back from down in North Carolina, I kind of had that night, I ended up rolling out of bed and smashing my face and my eye on my nightstand.
Oh, so my goodness.
It
that
just,
is a rough night.
Yeah. So it seems like, you know, the enemy is still at work, but God is still with us, and he is good to us. And we're fighting the good fight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But thank you for your prayers, everyone. I appreciate it. And we can always rely on the body of Christ.
Amen. Anyone else have anything to share? Well, I'll turn the recording off.